Welcome back on Katie Country 94 and the Sports Ticket. Steve Tierno joining us now, the head coach of the Osborne track and field team. Coach, getting set to start your season today here at the Lacrosse Invitational. It's something that I believe was added last year to your schedule to kind of mix things up a little bit. So you'll get out on the track and field here today. First of all, what do your numbers look like this year, and how practice has gone so far for you as you get prepared for this first meet?
You know, numbers look good. I think we've got 36 outs, and everybody, you know, for whatever reason, I don't mean this in a negative way, but it's kind of a weird deal. Track's a popular thing here. Everywhere else I've been, track's just kind of track. But everybody here kind of gets excited for track, so it does make it a lot of fun. And I think we should do pretty well. I mean, we've got a lot back from last year and some state qualifiers back and people that actually placed pretty high in state that are back. So hopefully looking for good things.
I know girls and boys, you have some good distance runners with Maya Schweitzer, who qualified for state last year, and Kate Kendig as well. And I know you got a freshman in also, Addison Poor, kind of that mid-distance range, and then Johnny Hamel on the distance on the boys' side as well. What goes into to training and that you see from those kids to make them so successful?
Yeah, one, and they almost overdo it because some of them didn't go out for basketball, and they were just running all winter. And now we get here to track, and their legs are tired and sore, and some of them are kind of banged up a little bit. But they do. They work hard, and I think they're going to have a really good season. The speed has kind of left us. We don't have quite as much speed as we've had, but, yes, between middle distance and distance, we should be pretty strong.
And you got Grace William, who was a second-place finisher last year in the shot put at state. What do your field events look like, obviously, with Grace and some of the other ones that you're looking to have success? Gracie Runner and the javelin made it to state last year, obviously, as well. How do your field events look going into this year?
And they definitely look better. I mean, like I say, with those two back, they're only going to get better. And then we added some new ones. Levy Reiner, Gracie's sister, she's a really good thrower. I mean, she's qualified in all three throws for our team, which we have a bunch of throwers. So you kind of have to compete to even get a spot, and she's competed and made that. So, yeah, so like I say, our throwers will definitely be better. We should probably score some points in our throws.
This first meet that you go to today, what's the first thing you look for here when you go out the first time out? I know that you're not going to be probably setting a lot of school or personal records or things like that, but what do you look for as a coach here this first time?
Oh, probably the first thing I'm going to look for, the way the weather sounds, is my hat after it blows off my head and I'm chasing it down the street. But, you know, just one, I don't know, and I'm as I get older, I probably have less patience. So just a little common sense, you know, be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. Be ready to run your race when they've called for it. And I always hand them out schedules so they know when the race is coming up, just so that everybody's ready to do that. And basically just to compete their best. And like I said, when you have so many of them out like we do, it kind of starts separating people out a little bit when you go to a meet. But it does sound like today is going to be very, very windy. So, you're not going to see many school records, I don't think. But just, you know, go compete and do your best.
Steve Tierno, the coach of the Osborne Bulldog track and field teams. Coach, we thank you for being with us, and best of luck as you open out the season later today.
All right, thank you.